Justin Fook with you as we talk Hiawatha basketball. Ladies coach Stacey Jasper joins us. The Lady Redhawks are 5-3 on the season, officially 3-1 in the Big East League, and got a Big East League victory. The only game really since last week, whenever you chatted with Seth and talked about the big win over Rossville, but you followed it up, coach, beating Jeff West 48-41. So another good win, and another good game for your team overall. What kind of stood out to you as some of the highlights from getting that win in Meriden?
Well, we knew it was going to be a good game, a pretty well-matched couple of teams. And, it took us a minute or so, literally a couple minutes there in the first quarter to get started. Jeff West had us down at least 6-0, but things started clicking a little bit, got some shots to fall, and Kylie Nelson and Olia Contreras kind of pulled us through that and led the way with 15 points each. So we're happy to be able to rely on a couple of clutch players.
What else are you most happy with this team, just kind of overall? I mean, we're nearing kind of the midway point. You have your home tournament next week. But what has impressed you the most about this team and how they've come together and had pretty good success, obviously, so far to this point?
You know, early on, we preached, we're so undersized. We're going to have to find little ways to make up for those differences down the stretch here. And I'm really proud of our girls. We're a very undersized team. Claire Twombly is 5'8". She's our tallest girl. And we fall off pretty quickly after that. But we are pretty scrappy. And Kinsey Nelson, she comes down with about 8 or 9 rebounds every game, which is, huge for us. So our rebounding has been pretty surprisingly good, I guess I would say. We've been able to set some defensive tones early on and create some sparks there. So, I think we have to continue to just work on those little things and hope they keep helping our offense along the way as well.
Mentioned your home tournament, always a fun, exciting week, I know, for you and your girls in the program. You'll have 6 teams competing at the Roundhouse next week. But wanted to ask you about Perry as well. The only time you'll play them this season, so it's another important league game and another road game, and Perry's kind of been up and down. But at least you feel like you probably had a few extra practices and a chance for the girls to kind of catch their breath before Perry and then your tournament next week.
Yeah, these last few weeks have definitely, even with all the snow, it's really played into our favor. We've gotten plenty of rest. We've had plenty of time to scout teams and get a good report going and ready. We've done our homework and be able to prepare for teams. So, yeah, we'll travel to Perry and play. And again, I'm sure a close game, to be honest. Then have our home tournament next week, where, like you said, we always look forward to, and it'll be a tough one. So we'll see what all the lineups look like and see if we can snag a win or two along the way.
You bet. And we look forward to that. We'll talk more about the HIT next week. Best of luck at Perry on Friday, Coach. As always, thanks for your time. Keep it rolling.
Thank you so much.
Coach Stacey Jasper of the Hiawatha Girls. We'll talk Red Hawk Boys Hoops next with Brady Jasper.